morning. Leaders from the conservative organization Heritage Action for America are urging Hoosiers to call on Congress to defund the Affordable Care Act. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on a national tour of town hall meetings that stopped in Indianapolis.
Former South Carolina Republican Senator Jim DeMint is the president of the Heritage Foundation, a national conservative group. DeMint's multi-state tour landed in Indianapolis as he urged around 400 attendees Monday to get involved in the fight to defund the Affordable Care Act. But Indianapolis Democratic Representative Ed Delaney says getting rid of the federal health care law isn't practical because it's already going to help so many people, such as those with pre-existing conditions.
I have a grandson who would never have had health insurance. Never. He's now 4. He's going to have health insurance for the rest of his life. He's just one example.
But DeMint says all of the Affordable Care Act needs to be thrown out.
The idea that you have to have government exchanges, push people onto Medicaid plans in order to get folks with high-risk situations insured is just not true.
And while DeMint says he's not calling for a government shutdown in order to kill the federal health care law, he's urging Congress to pass a spending bill that funds the rest of government while defunding the Affordable Care Act. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
Indianapolis is celebrating the 50th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech this week. Last night, the Indiana Historical Society hosted a panel discussion on the event's impact. IU Professor Rufus Burrow Jr. says society is a long way from realizing Dr. King's dream.
Until we can somehow figure out how to start teaching our children that history that they have missed, because I think that from that they will learn that they can make a difference. You know, and that's what the kids back in the 1960s figured out. We can make a difference. And, you know, what we do matters. Kids today don't think that what they do matters about anything, so they don't do anything.
King's 1963 visit to Fort Wayne is featured in a new exhibit in that city's History Center. The exhibit includes newspaper photos of King's June 5, 1963 address to an interracial audience at the former Scottish Rite Auditorium in downtown Fort Wayne. Photos also depict protesters and the Freedom Schools that were founded to protest the Fort Wayne Community Schools' segregated classrooms. The explosion of a large gas grill at a Noblesville church has killed one person. Police say the explosion at Grace Community Church last night was felt by others preparing for a men's ministry event. Senior Pastor Dave Rodriguez says Doug Grip of Carmel, who was operating the grill, described as a larger unit than those typically found at homes. About 400 men were expected to attend the event that was canceled. Co-founder of an early-stage venture fund believes the Central Indiana startup sector is going through a transformation. Wayne Pratt has more Inside Indiana Business.
Christian Anderson with Gravity Ventures says the organization is seeing an uptick in early-stage tech companies in Central Indiana and a higher startup success rate. He says this week's Gravity Ventures Summit in Indianapolis is helping to showcase what Central Indiana is doing right.
It's one of those classic 20-year overnight successes, right? We woke up and all of a sudden we looked around and to the left and to the right, we realized, you know what, we've achieved a level of critical mass in terms of expertise, infrastructure, access to capital. I mean, and things that people don't often think about, right? We have a really, really robust professional services community here in Indianapolis that range from accountants to attorneys to designers and software developers.
The summit involves 50 investors from Gravity Ventures member funds in Indiana and Arkansas. Indianapolis-based information technology consulting firm Knowledge Services plans to make an economic development announcement this morning. The Indiana Economic Development Corporation says it concerns hundreds of new jobs in the state. In 2011, the company announced plans to invest nearly $2 million in an expansion and create up to 200 jobs by 2015. Lieutenant Governor Sue Ellsperman is set to take part in a ceremony to dedicate downtown LaPorte as an Indiana Main Street community. The program is designed to boost revitalization efforts of Hoosier cities and towns. The event is set for this afternoon. Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI is made possible by the following.
The Kelly Business of Medicine Programs, developing physician executives with a 2-year MBA and a 9-month graduate certificate, offered 1 weekend per month in Indianapolis and online. More at kelly.iupui.edu/medicine.
This is Gary Dick. Each week, Inside Indiana Business Television brings you the people and the policies that shape the Indiana economy. Exclusive content you won't find anywhere else. Be connected with the full hour of Inside Indiana Business, Friday evenings at 7:30 on WFYI 1.
A group of Indiana University professors studying philanthropy in China has received a pair of grants. More this morning from reporter Andy Ober.
The team has received a three-year, $300,000 grant from the Henry Luce Foundation and a two-year, $109,000 grant from the Ford Foundation. The effort will involve research projects, workshops, and student internships. IU Research Center for Chinese Politics and Business Director Scott Kennedy says the research will also include creating an advisory board of American and Chinese philanthropists to identify pressing needs in China and find ways to raise funds to address them. As part of the project, the team will develop a new course on philanthropy and civil society in China, which will be taught at IU Bloomington and IUPUI. Andy Ober, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Later today on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news. Until then, updates are available at InsideIndianaBusiness.com, your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Wayne Pratt for 90.1 WFYI Public Radio.
WFYI weather, mostly sunny today, high 92. Tonight, partly cloudy with the chance of scattered showers and storms, low 74. Sunny tomorrow with isolated showers and storms, high 94. And Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny with highs near 91. Right now, it's partly cloudy, 72 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allset.
Okay, Sharon, thank you. It's